For an update from the ABC News, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Joan Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. We're at 56 degrees, on our way upward towards 74 later on. The time is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Joan Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As the United Nations General Assembly convenes, the Secret Service says it cracked a plot that could have crippled telecommunications functions around the UN throughout New York City. The investigation's ongoing, but one source familiar with it tells ABC that authorities believe the plot's connected to the Chinese government. President Trump will address the UN today, a day after he suggested a link between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and autism. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narula says medical groups still say Tylenol is safe for pregnant women.
And contrary to what the president said, there is a downside to not treating fever and pain in pregnancy, which is preterm birth, birth defects, miscarriage, maternal anxiety and depression, and high blood pressure.
Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Ryan Ruth. He's the man of trying to kill then-candidate Donald Trump last year on a Florida golf course and is serving as his own lawyer. He faces life in prison. This is ABC News. Law enforcement in West Texas says that five teenagers were wounded in a shooting at an apartment complex in El Paso. A 15-year-old's been detained, but authorities say they don't yet know if he was the shooter. A shooting that wounded a coach in a youth baseball tournament near Houston Sunday now appears to be the result of carelessness rather than criminal intent, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Investigators say the bullets that flew across a youth baseball field were fired by target shooters in an adjacent pasture.
I'll never forget their little faces during that moment.
One of Alex Smith's fellow coaches was struck in the shoulder as Smith gathered up his team.
It's scary to realize how close the kids were.
Accident or not, three people are charged with deadly conduct. The wounded coach has been released from the hospital. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A Colorado coroner confirms that two hunters who died in the backcountry last week have been struck by lightning. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Napa Auto and Truck Parts has big deals on the products you use the most. Right now, get your 11-ounce can of Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for just $9.99. It's the best way to break through rust and grime. And when it comes to cleaning, their powerful purple power cleaner starts at just $4.49 each. Keep your engine in top condition with Seafoam starting at $8.99 each. It's all here and it's all on sale. Your local Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has the parts and fluids you need to keep your vehicles running their best. Hurry in today.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
From private beach homes and oceanfront condos on Florida's Panhandle to the frozen tundra near Green Bay's Lambeau Field, Call Properties offers luxury vacation rentals for everyone. With stunning views of Navarre Beach, Panama City Beach, Green Bay and Seneca, Wisconsin, plus local stays at the Ramada White House and Richland Center and Round Barn Lodge in Spring Green. Unforgettable locations are just a booking away. Learn more at kfprentals.com. That's kfprentals.com.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 74 with partly sunny and mild conditions. North and northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a small chance of sprinkles early, then partly cloudy, a low of 55. Wednesday, partly sunny and still comfortable, a high of 72. Wednesday night, clearing and a bit cooler with a low of 51. Plenty of sunshine and very nice Thursday and 74. Friday, mostly sunny and warm and a high of 80 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 60, no precipitation today. Also a total yesterday of 5/100ths of an inch of rain. It is currently on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer 56 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, September 23rd. Quizzy Poo Day here at WRCO. Here's Scotty McCrary and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most.
Hold my hand. make it do. Hidden in neon honky-tonks to play it two-step or two. 200 days to 100 towns, bringing boots to the sawdust floor. While this six-string calls my name, baby, I'll be missing you.
Lainey Wilson on WRCO. Some things to celebrate today and things to sink your teeth into. National Snack Stick Day. So enjoy the beef jerky or Lanyager or something, whatever. Yeah, good stuff. And it's National Great American Pot Pie Day as well. One of a staple for Henry Bray, those dollar pot pies. So enjoy, however. Oh, nothing like a good homemade pot pie, though. Yeah, you could use one of those. Maybe Hank can whip one up in his kitchen there. I'm trying to think what he would use here, WRCO Radio. Maybe some coffee filters for the pie crust. I don't know. Anyway, we'll find out. Here's Elvis Presley.
Well, I quit my job down at the car wash. I left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis. Got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picket would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started picking out some of them all-night bars, hoping I could make myself a dollar making music on my guitar. I got the same old story, them all-night peers. There ain't no room around here for a guitar man. We don't need a guitar man, son. So I slept in the hobo jumpers. I roamed 1,000 miles of crack till I found myself in Mobile, Alabama. Had a club they called Big Jack's. A little four-piece band was jamming, so I took my guitar and I set in. I showed them what a band would sound like. I was a swinging little guitar man. Show them, son.
swinging a guitar, man. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much, Elvis Presley, guitar man there. And a great tune from WRC Radio 717. It's the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, a multi-state event. And we need to give you the key word this hour that you can text in and be a big bad winner. Yeah, be in the running for those great prizes. Today's word for this hour is rival. Let me spell that for you. R-I-V-A-L. Rival. There you go. You could be in line for a piece of gold jewelry, $200 cash, or a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. Again, the key word to text in through the Civic Media app or at 608-647-4155 is rival. Good luck.
WRCO Studios is sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant, serving up hometown flavor where friends, family, and favorite tunes always feel right at home.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitesse Tech Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is September 30th to October 4th, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House September 30th to October 4th at Vitesse Tech Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and VitesseTech.com.
Vitesse Tech Power Sports.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you feel.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
Get ready to sparkle at this year's Wine and Cider Walk with trivia, suits and sequins, Friday, September 26. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now. Buy yours online at rcchamber.org or stop by these convenient locations. Community First Bank, Advanced Pump and Well, J.J. Walsh Jeweler, Creative Layers, and Christy Sunnyside. Don't miss an evening of wine, cider, trivia, fun, and fabulous style. Grab your suits and sequins, Wine and Cider Walk with trivia tickets today.
Did you know that exercise and nutrition can play a role in controlling your Alzheimer's risk? September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to learn more about ways you can reduce your chances of developing Alzheimer's disease. For more information on Alzheimer's risk and symptoms, schedule time with your primary care provider or the Richland Hospital and Clinics Geriatric Assessment Clinic. No referral needed.
It's Tuesday's Roundup.
proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Because nothing says I'm sorry like flowers bigger than your mistake. And Julie Kieran State Farm, keeping you covered when life takes a left turn down a gravel road. And you know what Tuesday means. It's Quizzy Poo Day for Phil. Hank's got the questions, and you and Phil probably have the wrong answers. Together, we'll all wonder why we didn't study harder in fifth grade. So tune in for some laughs, a little nonsense, and just enough updates to make you sound smart at the coffee shop. Tuesday's Roundup, where fun is mandatory and the correct answers are optional.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Rawhide.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, young man?
Yes, I'm all right, man.
Did you have the night off last night?
I did.
Well, good for you. Did you get any trouble? Did you get in trouble anything like that? Because I haven't heard any John Denver this morning.
No, there's a lot to be said for, you know, maybe she felt sorry for me for once, you know, for my team's cruddy performance. What do you do?
You know, what do?
Walk around with your knuckles dragging like you do sometimes,
well,
you know.
And like all the time.
Yeah, right.
Getting excited for October 4th, though.
October 4th.
Oh, my goodness.
So many things going on next weekend. There are a lot this weekend, too.
But I'm just saying it's a special kind of.
October 4th?
Yeah.
What's
Isn't
going
that
on?
A Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, your
it's
birthday?
It's the mule jump.
It's the what?
The mule jump.
The mule jump. Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely.
I don't know if ESPN 16 is going to be down there.
I don't know. Are you going down to Pea Ridge that day fly into the...
No.
Fly out of Sexton International into Pea Ridge.
Yeah, fly into the mule jump.
Yep.
Yeah. Does Pea Ridge even have an airport?
I don't know.
Somebody happened. I don't know.
I don't know. Excuse you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, that was a... Oh, that's an email, Phil. Do you want to hear it?
No. Probably nothing.
It says funny stuff.
Okay.
That's from Adam Hess.
Okay.
Funny stuff.
Funny
Talk about funny. That's funny.
Adam Hess. Yeah, that is.
And
he's
looking.
Awake. He's awake.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Anyway. So, no. Yeah, lots of things going on this weekend, next weekend. Mm-hmm. Hey, and if you haven't had time to go to Chicken Ridge Farms, you need to head there. It's a great time.
I've heard they've strengthened their corn maze this year, too.
It's the Bubble Barn. And I tell you, you need to go.
Should be fun.
I got kicked out of there 3 times. I don't know.
Did you?
Yeah. My name was Phil, Bo, and Joanne at the time.
Right. which was your last name? Phil, Bo, Joanne?
Phil. My name is Phil Krulots.
Oh, is that right?
Bo Knee.
Yeah, there you go. Bo Knee. That sounds like you better go to the hospital.
Bo Knee.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, hey, guess what today is?
It's Quizzy Poo Day. What's the Quizzy Poo on today?
Hey, where are you going tonight?
Ithaca. I had to think about it.
It's a long drive for you.
It is. Hopefully, I don't get lost.
Yeah. If you need help, don't call me.
Hopefully, I have enough gas.
My night last night, I was going to go cheat the kids at North Crawford.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I get there and oh, behold, did the thunder and the rains come down?
Oh,
yeah. So we called it about 5:10.
It looked like it was kind of stormy that direction.
It was not pretty. So, but Henry got paid.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah,
yeah. At least Henry got paid. That's good. So you can get some ramen noodles this week. And,
only or whatever you want.
Sure. Yesterday was so like
it was weird.
Here it comes. Yeah. And we never had, basically we had 500s, and I think we got that in that one stretch in the morning. That was
I got a lot of rain.
Did you?
Yes, I did. So, anyway. Quizzy Poo, number 1 through 10, Philip.
What's the subject?
It's all over stuff, buddy. So,
all right.
But there's 10 of them, and there's multiple choice in this one, so it's weird.
I got a fighting chance.
All right. Who was the highest paid singer to perform at Woodstock? Was it A, Jimi Hendrix, B, Creedence Clearwater, or C, Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
All right.
Number 2, who was the lowest paid singer at Woodstock? Was it Quill, Keith Hardy Band, or Santana?
Wow.
All right, number 3. Who was the last singer at Woodstock? Do you know that?
I think so.
Is it The Who, Janis Joplin, or Jimi Hendrix? All right, number 4. The lighter, this true or false, the lighter was invented before the match.
All right. All right.
A New York man, number five, a New York man was arrested for having seven live sharks in his basement in a pool. True or false?
Wow. Oh, man.
The first swivel chair was invented by A. Ben Franklin, B. Al Capone, or C. Thomas Jefferson.
That's quite a mix of people
it
right
is.
There.
It is.
All right.
Who?
Go ahead.
Who was the Sports Illustrated's first sportsman of the year in 1952? Do you know this one?
I think so.
Is it Pat McCormick, Jerome Biffle, or Roger Bannister?
Okay.
All right. Number, what number are we on, buddy? Eight?
Eight.
What is the oldest championship in North American professional sports? Is it A, ping pong, B, hockey, or C, baseball? Number nine.
Number nine.
What is the only animal that has two kneecaps on each knee? This is like a leftover quiz from all that.
Phil? I don't know.
Is it A, aardvark?
Aardvark, okay.
B, ostrich, or C, giraffe? I got him. All right. Number all right. 10.
All right.
What is the only domesticated animal not mentioned in the Bible? Is it A, cat, B, ferret, or C, frog?
All right.
Oh, you do, what'd you get?
Is that 10 already?
Yeah, that's 10.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to say I've got 7 right.
Ooh, you're going on a limb.
7. Yeah. Right. Yeah, the Woodstock questions, I've got...
You pretty much nailed, didn't you?
Well, no, I've got 2 of them for sure. The one, I may change my answer, but I don't know. we'll wait and see.
All right.
When the time arises. Okay, go ahead.
Number one, the highest paid singer to perform at Woodstock is who?
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix is correct. $18,000, equivalent today for about $125,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the closer.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears were number 2 at $15,000. And Creedence Clearwater Revival at $10,000.
Okay. All right. They all had hits.
Yep. Who was the lowest paid singer at Woodstock?
I wrote down Quill.
That is correct. $375.
All right. Yeah. So, they were kind of an unknown band. The other one that I had contemplated was Santana because they were totally unknown. Nobody had ever heard of them.
Yeah, $750 they got.
Yeah.
So did Quill ever make it?
No.
Okay. No wonder.
They may have had one album. I think.
Is that the one you were missing that you thought you missed?
That was the one I thought. I was going to change it to Santana because I knew that nobody knew of them, but I figured it was Quill.
Who was the last singer at Woodstock?
Jimi Hendrix.
It was.
Played the Star Spangled Banner and called it a night. It was like Monday morning at 9 o'clock and almost everybody had left by then because it was a...
There's some really interesting reads about who cleaned up the property, how much did the property...
It was a mess.
Yeah, it was. But they actually had volunteers to clean it up.
Max Yasker's farm.
Yes.
Yeah, he rented out his dairy farm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they pretty much plowed the whole 600 acres or whatever it was.
Was the lighter invented before the match, Phil?
I would say it was.
It is.
Woo-hoo!
It is.
Hey, baby, 4 for 4.
A New York man was arrested for having 7 live sharks in his basement pool.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Yeah.
The first swivel chair was invented by who? Ben Franklin, Al Capone, or Thomas Jefferson?
Well, I changed my answer on this one. I'm going with Thomas Jefferson.
It is.
All right. Here's
the backstory of Tom. Real quickly, the backstory of Thomas Jefferson inventing the swivel chair was invented while he was doing the Declaration of Independence because he was tired of getting up.
Oh.
So he would because he could just swivel back and forth.
I see.
Yeah, so very interesting read on that.
Yeah.
Who was the Sports Illustrated first sportsman of the year in 1952?
Well, I believe it was the guy who cracked the 4-minute mile. That would be Roger Bannister.
That is correct. The first sub 4-minute mile.
Woo!
Yep. The oldest championship in North American professional sports, Phil. Ping pong, hockey, or baseball?
I'm going with hockey. Wrong?
No, it's right.
Is it right? Okay.
And you notice I said North America, not the United States.
Yes, right, because Canada would have had it.
That's
sure.
correct.
Yep.
What is the only animal that has two kneecaps on each knee, Phil? Is it aardvark, is it ostrich, or giraffe?
And I think I may have had this one before somewhere along the line with maybe past Quizmaster Ronnie, but I think I'm going to go with giraffe.
Nope, you're wrong. No.
What?
It's an ostrich.
Oh! If I had it before, I didn't.
No, you still got it.
Didn't process.
That's going back on the test for next year.
Yeah, boy.
Yes.
Eight in a row.
What is the only domesticated animal not mentioned in the Bible, Phil?
Frog?
A cat.
Well, what?
It's a cat.
I wrote C. What was C?
Frog.
Yeah. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, it's a cat.
Oh, man. What do you do? Too wrong.
I'm sorry.
I had such a lot of promise there.
Yeah, you did.
Eight in a row.
Not bad. I honestly thought you had 100.
Eight.
I really did.
Eight. Well, you know. Yeah. So, what do you do, man? What do you do? It's not going on the fridge.
Some of these questions came from the gym, the Woodstock questions.
Yeah. I could take more of those. I know.
You like that, don't
I know
you?
A lot about that. But otherwise, I'm kind of up in the air. The kneecap thing, and I'll try to remember that the next time you bring it back.
Yeah, the ostrich. Because I thought it was a giraffe. I really did at first.
Yeah, I was
going, that's a giraffe. Because sometimes I just look up these things and try to answer myself.
Ostrich would have been my second choice, though.
Really, really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That doesn't count.
But Phil, kneecaps. Mm-hmm.
Kneecaps, yeah.
Because you actually have three kneecaps.
I do.
Three knees.
Yep. And a hip and a half. Or one hip and a half.
Or two and a half hips.
Yeah, two and a half.
Are you feeling better, though, with your hip?
You know, I'm all right. When I get up and walk now, the first step hurts, and then the rest are good.
Right.
It's like I need to get warmed up.
Right.
So
I see.
I get up and try to do squats before I actually get moving if I can.
Are there any way that we could put like a grease shirt in there?
That would help, I think. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that would help you.
I thought about that. Yeah.
WD-40 or something.
Yeah right like, there.
You wouldn't have to hurt.
I'll have to ask my doctor about that.
Yeah. Try not to. Have a great day. You know what? Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Have you been meaning to get a quote with Julie Karen State Farm? Maybe need a nudge? Now's the perfect time. State Farm's auto rates have had a rate decrease in the state of Wisconsin. That means more savings for families, farmers, and neighbors across our community without losing the trusted protection and personal service you deserve. It's easy to start a quote at juliekarens.com or call or text the office today. See how much you could save with this new auto rate decrease. Local, reliable, and always here for you in our community, just like a good neighbor.
It is the end of summer sale at Badger Line Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badger Line Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badger Line Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy, bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Ready for a better sleep experience? Wirtz Floor & Home is giving you up to 50% off select mattresses for a limited time. From plush to firm and everything in between, we've got the perfect fit for your best night's sleep. Don't wait, these savings won't last long. Visit Wirtz Floor & Home, conveniently located right off Highway 14 in Spring Green, and serving all customers across the area. Wirtz Floor & Home, quality you trust, comfort you deserve.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Some notes on today. 1952, Senator Richard M. Nixon salvaged his vice presidential nomination by appearing on television from Los Angeles in a fundraising campaign, became known as his famous Checker speech for his reference to his family's Cocker Spaniel. 2018, in sports, capping a comeback from four back surgeries, Tiger Woods won the Tour Championship in Atlanta. And in 2022, Roger Federer played his final professional match after an illustrious career. That is an update on Today in History. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Isaac Faber, number 18, from Mom and Dad, Isabella, Evan, Jacob, Aaron, and Lilia. Have a great day, Isaac. Wishes today to Eric Schaller with love from Sue and Merriman, to Samantha Makovic from Grandma and the whole gang. Samantha, happy 25th. We have greetings and wishes to Shelley Prohaska. Enjoy the journey. Love from Mom and Dad. To Mike Benson from Lisa, Piglet, Arnold, Maybe, and Yahoo. And to Henley Bartles from Grandpa and Grandma Tractor. To Mike Benson and Henley Bartles from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret as well. To a wonderful aunt and sister, Kim Meaden. We love you. Love from Barb, Ron, Ryan, Jada, Isla, Sawyer, Brianna, Caden, Ellie, Izzy, Brooklyn, and Caleb. And to Kim Meaden, love from all of the Hipsch family. We all hope that you have a wonderful day. You deserve it. Greetings going out today to Eunice Moore from Schmidlin Hills, residents and staff. To Dean Reinhardt and Kim Meaden from Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy wishes today, number 74, to Dean Reinhardt, with love from your wife. Greetings to Dean. Oh, they just grow up so fast, don't they? Yes, best wishes, Dean, and then from Gary and Kenda Deaver, and also to Dean Reinhardt from Deb and Al. Have a great day today, and maybe just for a little bit, don't act your age, okay? Wishes to Michael Benson, also to Rick Piasecki, and Dean Reinhardt from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Caden Putz, Tarek Jones, and Adonica Matthews, Tom Nondorf, Rick Prohaska, Danny Ward, Kevin Wilkinson, and Finley Johnson. Happy anniversary, Scott and Rhonda Meister, and Jeremy and Bridget Thomas. All the best today.
Happy birthday to Eunice Moore from Rodney and Kim Anderson. Also to Eunice from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. And happy 98th birthday to our wonderful mom, grandma, and great-grandma, Eunice Moore, from your family in South Dakota. Happy wishes from the RC Lions to Isabel Bakken, also to Ron Kepler and Rick Piasecki, Dean Reinhardt, happy birthday, and happy anniversary to Dan and Tara Krieger today. Also, happy birthday to Dick Steiner. Happy 90th to a wonderful dad, grandpa, and great-grandpa. You have been an amazing anchor for our family all these years, and we can't thank you enough for everything you've done. With lots of love from everyone in the family. Happy anniversary number 30 to Angela and Jamie Lars from Alan and Carmen. Have a great day today, Angela and Jamie, from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret as well.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we're overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We're at 57 degrees here at WRCO with some nice sunshine this morning. Drive carefully on your way out and about.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll recap a Brewer loss in 11 innings last night. They were playing well, played hard, but lost to the Padres, and San Diego is now in the playoffs as a result of that win last night. More details next hour in sports. Again, that word that you need to know and text in to be a part of the Civic Media Contest, this hour's word is Rival, R-I-V-A-L. Text that in to 608-647-4155 or through the Civic Media app, and you'll be a part of the multi-state contest. Rival is the word this hour. The prodigal daughter, Joanne Krulotz. She's back with the news next.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Patchy fog early, partly sunny and mild with a high of 74. Tonight, a small chance of sprinkles early, then partly cloudy with a low of 55. In Richland Center, after a low of 56, we're up to 58 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products, and as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. An effort by the Trump administration to force states to turn over personal data on food benefit recipients has been blocked by a federal court. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the White House has proven it's not able to protect personal information. Last month, a whistleblower in the Department of Government Efficiency told Congress that a DOGE staffer uploaded a live set of Social Security information to an unprotected website, potentially leaking the personal information of 300 million people. The White House and the USDA were trying to get information like Social Security numbers and the last 5 addresses of every SNAP recipient in the country. The ruling in California federal court stops that collection while a full hearing is held on the lawsuit. A bill that would help first responders treat opioid overdoses is now on President Donald Trump's desk. Senator Tammy Baldwin authored the Safe Response Act. It gives $57 million per year until 2030 to help first responders help people during overdoses. Baldwin has been vocal about addiction struggles in her own family, and this bill was crafted with bipartisan input. The bill passed the Senate unanimously. Now it's waiting for the president's signature. 2 sites serving Wisconsin veterans who are homeless are now closed. Veterans Housing and Recovery Program sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls closed September 12th due to a lack of funding. Program funding was not included in the final budget compromise between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders. Joey Hoya with the Department of Veterans Affairs updated a state Senate committee last week. Hoya said the Joint Finance Committee's Republican majority voted on June 12th to adopt a motion that did not include the funding for VHRP, calling that a pretty terrible day. Hoy said that with the help of veteran advocates, Lutheran Social Services, and others, DVA was able to provide all the veterans at Green Bay and Chippewa Falls with alternative options. The committee heard support from veterans groups for a bill from State Senate Andre Jacques to provide funding, but Hoy said the earliest that the Chippewa Falls location could reopen would be nearly a year from now. At the Capitol, proposed legislation calls for a major new investment in biofuels in Wisconsin. State Senator Mary Valskowski says state funding could facilitate a new plant located in Hayward to produce aviation fuel from woody biomass. During a Monday press conference at the Capitol, Valskowski said it would be an investment of about $200 million with enterprise tax credits from WEDC and about $150 million in bonding, and that bonding will be supported through the forestry account. Valskowski said the new plant to be built in conjunction with Germany's Synthia Fuels could bring 350 jobs to the area and over $1 billion in annual economic development. She said Minnesota and Michigan are also potential locations, so there's some urgency for Wisconsin to act. Henry Schenepek, executive director at Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association, noted forestry remains the number 2 industry in the state, and Wisconsin is still the nation's leading paper producer. He called the biofuels proposal a win-win. Health officials are advising residents to keep an eye out for animals like bats searching for new homes as temperatures begin to drop. As the colder weather sets in and animals like bats search for more protection, their risk of making accidental contact with humans and their pets increases. With an increase in accidental contact, the risk of people and pets contracting rabies from one of those animals also increases. If you do come into contact with a bat, you should try to recapture it and submit it to your local health department to test for rabies. A dramatic increase in fall-related emergency medical incidents in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports emergency medical services responded to 140,000 falls last year, an increase of nearly 10,000 fall-related calls from 2023. Falls accounted for 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. DHS encourages you to take the proper steps to reduce fall risk severity for yourself and your loved ones. The Wisconsin Institute for Healthy Aging provides tools and information to understand fall risk and take steps to stay independent and safe at home and in the community. Check it out at fallsfreewi.org. State Republicans have resurrected a proposed bill that failed to pass over 3 years ago, aimed at increasing the criminal penalties for individuals convicted of vandalizing historic plaques and statues. The historic property bill was discussed in a state Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, with Republican lawmakers calling for that type of vandalism to be upgraded to a felony. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed the previous legislation in 2022, saying current law already ensures that individuals who engage in vandalism are held accountable. Public Health Sauk County is happy to announce the recipients of the 2025 Public Health Excellence Awards. The awards recognize the people and organizations working to improve the health and well-being of everyone in Sauk County. Award recipients are Public Health Lifetime Achievement, Dr. John McAuliffe, Emergency Response Excellence, Jeff Jelenic, Mental Health Advocacy, Farmer Angel Network, Agricultural Health and Safety, Sergey Koenig, Youth Advocacy, Travis Hilliard, Senior Advocacy, Sauk County Aging and Disability Resource Center. Public Health Sauk County will celebrate these recipients at a special awards ceremony on Tuesday, October 14th from 12:30 to 1:30. The ceremony will take place in the county boardroom on the third floor of the West Square building in Baraboo. The organization invites all community members to attend this celebration, which will include light refreshments and recognition of these outstanding contributions. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation is now accepting applications for its Healthy Community Partnership Grants, which provide funding for projects, programs, and activities that advance the health and wellness of those living in the greater Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells area. Those working on innovative ideas, collaborative projects, or programs who need seed money for implementation are encouraged to apply. Grants are awarded 2 times per year, spring and fall, with a maximum grant award of $2,000 each cycle. The SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Healthy Communities Partnership Grant Initiative began in 2007 and is funded by a portion of investment income earned from the foundation's endowment. The endowment also funds medical equipment for SSM Health St. Clair Hospital facilities, as well as local health care programs and services. To date, the foundation has awarded nearly $200,000 in healthy community partnership grants to community organizations and groups to promote well-being across the age spectrum. Eligible programs and activities for funding include, but are not limited to, health education, disease screening, fitness and wellness assessment and improvement, research speakers' fees related specifically to health and wellness and serving the areas underserved. The project must impact residents in SSM Health St. Clair Hospital service area. Practitioners in all fields of health, educators, and school districts, employers, civic organizations, and service clubs are encouraged to apply. Collaboration proposals are always welcome. The application deadline for the fall grant cycle is October 15th, with all monies awarded by December 15th. For more information regarding the Healthy Community Partnership Grant Program and to obtain a grant application, contact Julia Randles, SSM Health St. Clair Foundation Director, by phone at 608-356-1449. A reminder that City Utilities of Richland Center Water Department is doing water main flushing today through Friday and again next week. Flushing this year will not take place during overnight hours. Instead, flushing is being done starting at 7:30 in the morning and running through mid to late day to accomplish each day's coverage. This week includes today's Flushing and Allison Park area, North Park to the north end of the city on Allison Park Drive, Collins Drive, Rainbow Drive back to the campus land. Tomorrow, 4th to 9th Streets and Congress to Cedar Street on the east end. During flushing times, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, may experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone flushing times or days.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Tuesday, September 23rd. James H. Ault, 86 of Spring Green, died September 10th at home. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for James H. Ault, 86 of Spring Green. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Graveside services will be held Friday at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center. Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at events at Castle Rock Muscadet. Everyone is welcome to bring a dish to pass. All floral arrangements can be sent to events at Castle Rock. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tina M. Morava, 61 of Richland Center. Nancy L. Phillips, 84 of Richland Center, died Saturday. There will be no formal funeral services. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Nancy L. Phillips, 84 of Richland Center.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
It's part patchy fog this morning, and it was really foggy driving in this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny and mild with a high of 74. Tonight, a small chance of sprinkles early, then partly cloudy with a low of 55. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 56, we're up to 59 degrees. ABC News on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Secret Service says it's thwarted a plot that could have crippled telecommunications and law enforcement functions in New York City just as the United Nations General Assembly gets underway. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
There are no arrests yet. The apartments where the equipment was found were empty. Investigators suspect the alleged plot is the work of a well-organized and well-funded group that law enforcement sources say is believed to be linked to China.
President Trump will address the UN General Assembly today. He, Monday at the White House, said that pregnant women should not take Tylenol during pregnancy because of the potential for an increased risk of autism. But a number of medical groups have said that decades of studies have not found a causal link between acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, and autism. The Jimmy Kimmel Show returns tonight after a suspension from Disney, the parent company of ABC News, over comments Kimmel made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is ABC News.